Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning, the show where we cut through the noise and bring you the real story behind the business headlines.
Good morning, Alice, and thank you for having me. Today we're going to take a closer look at the Nigerian equity market, which is showing some really interesting developments.
I see, so what's the big picture here?
Well, the NGX All Share Index is closing in on the 122,000 point level after gaining 0.28% on Wednesday. That's not a huge move, but it's consistent with the broader trend of stability and gradual improvement we've been seeing.
Right, and what's driving this performance?
The big winners were in electronic technology and producer manufacturing, which rose 8.33% and 7.33% respectively. Consumer durables also added 4.44% to the positive momentum.
Wow, that is so cool. So the gains are coming from a pretty broad range of sectors.
Exactly, Alice. 11 out of 20 sectors closed in positive territory. The only losers were in commercial services, technology services, consumer non-durables, and energy minerals. But those declines were pretty contained.
And what about the large-cap stocks?
BUA Foods, MTN Nigeria Communications, Dangote Cement, and BUA Cement all remained unchanged. But Guarantee Trust, Zenith Bank, and Nigerian Breweries did record some notable gains.
So the market is showing strength across the board, but not every stock is moving in the same direction.
Exactly right. The corporate debt market is also gaining strength, with Champion Breweries launching a 10 billion naira commercial paper issuance and Fidson Healthcare offering 20 billion naira under their program.
That does seem like a significant development, and what about Sunbeth Energies?
They've inked a distribution agreement with Dangote Petroleum Refinery, which should help strengthen downstream logistics.
So all of these developments are happening at the same time as the market awaits the Q1 2025 GDP figures.
Yes, the previous quarter saw 3.84% year-on-year growth, the highest since Q4 2021, thanks to a 5.37% expansion in services, which make up over half of GDP.
That does sound impressive, but I assume there are some risks on the horizon.
Definitely. The external environment is still uncertain, with the US raising tariffs on BRICS-aligned countries, including Nigeria. That could complicate export diversification efforts.
So even with the strong fundamentals, there are still challenges to contend with.
Exactly. But the overall outlook for the equity market remains positive, with domestic reforms and broad-based sectoral strength providing a solid foundation for further upside.
That's a pretty balanced view, Lewis. It seems like the Nigerian market is showing resilience, but also facing some headwinds.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to watch the upcoming GDP figures and the evolving trade landscape.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining me, Lewis, and to our listeners, be sure to tune in tomorrow for more in-depth analysis.
Thanks again, Alice. Have a great day, everyone.